Tzayvavman Aleph, the Commissioner. Hazarik Mirishus HaYochid Rishus HaRabin. Mirishus HaRabin Rishus HaYochid is Chayim. So now we're introducing that there's part of the Malach of Hitzor. It's not only for a person that actually is carrying it, which is, let's say, the case which you found in the Mishkan was they were people who were carrying from one place to the other, but even if a person throws it. Let's say Rishus HaYochid, Rishus HaRabim, Be'emso. So a person throws from one side of the street to the other side of the street across a Rishus HaRabim. Rabbi Akiva is Mechayiv, Rechachamim Poitrim. Rabbi Akiva says Chayiv, Rechachamim say it's Potter. Ketzad. What's the case? This is the Rabbanan talking.
This is the
Kutek Mishnah. Yes, the answer is that the Gemara in Daf Dalet says that this is the Machlokes according to Rekiva. Rekiva is holds Kutek Mishnah Hunchadami. So when it goes from the Shus HaYochid to Shus HaRabim and then Shus HaRabim to Shus HaYochid, it's as if it was landed Rosh Hashanah, and then it went from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah. So it's two. The Chum say you don't say that, and the more really says it depends on whether you learn the case with someone the Malamiyud or the Matamiyud. You know, if it's someone the Matamiyud, you could argue the issue was Klutz Kamisha Huncha or not. You hold the Malamiyud, so even according to Bekiva, it can't be because of Klutz Kamisha Huncha. Has to be that he holds that there's a Malacha of Malacha of the Malam and Yud of doing Zurich one Rosh Hashanah to the other. The Gemara over here doesn't, it's interesting, the Gemara over here does not introduce that as the Sugya. We'll see. So the Mishnah says Ketzad. So what's the case? The Chachamim said that you're Potter. Shtei gezuz teros, zu keneged zu. So you have two porches at two sides of the Rishus HaRabim. And Rishus HaRabim. So the person standing on this side of the Rishus HaRabim, the person standing on that side of the Rishus HaRabim, and they're standing on their porches, and they're past their, and they're, so HaMoshet Vazarek Mezoy Lezoy is Potter. A person will throw from one to the other, a person will pass an item across from one to the other, either way he's going to be Potter. However, the Mishnah says, Shtein b'diyuta achas, if they're both on the same side, and they're both like in one continuous row on the same side, so then Hamoshet is chayiv. So you have Rosh Hashanah below, and you have, let's say, the Rosh Hashanah extends above the Rosh Hashanah, the porch. So below it's an area where people can walk, so it's Rosh Hashanah. So, see, in between the two porches is Rosh Hashanah area. So the person passes from one to the other, he's going to be Chayiv, Vazarek Potter. Shekacho Yisrael Avodas HaLeviim, that the Leviim would do an act of being Moshet, so the Gola was the Agalos that the Levim carried, the crushing of the Mishkan were Rishuyos Yachid. Each one was large enough, it was high enough to be considered Rishuyos Yachid. It was 10 Tvachim high. And they were placed one in front of the other, and as they would disassemble the Mishkan, they would pass the crushing to people who are standing on the first agola, who then pass it forward to the people who are standing on the second, the further agola. So it's passed forward from one to the other. So that's two Rishus HaYochid in a row. The area around them was all Rishus HaRabim, and they were passing from one Rishus HaYochid to the other forward, but they never went across and they never threw. Shagola Zuach Rishus HaRabim. They would pass the crushing from one to the other, but they would not throw the crushing. So, therefore, we, if you're looking at the Mishkan as our source of the malachas, so the idea of the malacha of Moshe, of passing from one Shasech to the other, existed in the Mishkan, and therefore that'll be, this case will be chayav also.
I'm a little confused why the Yupater by the two Zeus strokes. How is it different, really?
Because the case in the Mishkan always was B'diut Achas.
I mean, I'm not sure how you understand due to Achas. In other words, we always have a Rishus Rabbah between.
Well, the case where also there was a Gola, was not a Gola, the area in between was all part of this Rishus Rabbah.
Right. So then.
But Rishus Yachid, Rishus Yachid, through Rishus Rabbah, we find such a case in the Mishkan that they did that. But that case which we found was always. This motion, which was not an across motion, but it was a forward or backward motion. It wasn't a cross motion. In the case of always was a forward motion. They would take from where the Mishkan was. The starting point was the Mishkan. The Mishkan was Rosh Hashanah. They put it onto the Gola, which was the Rosh Hashanah. Then they took it from a Gola number one forward to a Gola number two, which is a Rishus Yachid. Rishus Yachid through a Rishus Rabbah. So that case is, if you have such a case in the Mishkan, we're going to assume the case is going to be Chayy. We're not going to take it beyond what you had in the Mishkan. The case in the Mishkan was a forward motion.
Okay, let's say at the corner of Lambton and Gola, okay. And I've got both Lamberton and Arcola are considered Rishus Rabbah.
Okay.
So, I understand. So, if you're passing it to, you know, to Lamberton, does it make a difference as, you know, to passing it to the other side of Arcola? I'm not sure what forward is.
I don't know how you would judge a case where you have a crossroads, but if your case where you have, I'm on Lamberton, so if I'm putting the item across Lamberton, that's not called forward, that's called a cross. But if there's two houses on the side of Lamberton, and for argument's sake they were extending over the street, so beneath them is Rishus Rabbah, but on them is Rishus Yachid, the porch is Rishus Yachid, and I patch from one porch. So the next one, that's called that's called a forward motion. It's not called a side motion. But if I go across the street, that's not called B'diut Achas. It's not called in the same row. I don't know what you do if you have a case where the two Rishus Rabbahs have a cross. So I don't know how you deal with that. Rashi. Azarik Rabbi Kiva the Mechayev, the time of Mefarash for Gemara, the work is going to discuss why Rabbi Kiva holds Yechayev in this case, and where has two potential understandings. Kate said, Shtegu Zutzeros, Rabbanan Karmar Lehu. This is the Chachamim talking. The Chachamim saying, even though we said Potter, we're going to now qualify our statement that we agree there's a case which is Chayev. We, the Chachamim, agree there's a case where it goes from one Rishus Yachid to another, and it's going to be Chayiv. Gezus Rosh Zizan HaYotzim in HaKosel. So it's these, some which is jutting out from the wall. Emanichim Aleim Nisorim, and they would put boards on it, L'halach to walk on. So you'd have, basically, it's a porch. You have something sticking out from the wall, your foundation, and you put boards on top of that. Now you could stand on there. It's now a porch to stand on. Zoo connected zoo. Mishnei tzidei Rishus Rabbah across the two opposite sides of Rishus Rabbah. Vein Rishus Yachid Shigavoyus Yod Ruchav Estela. They're 10 up. They're 10 high, and they're 4 wide. They're considered Rishus Yachid. So a person would pass across the street. So the law is Potter. Shalom Atzino whether he threw it or whether he passed it. It's potter shelo matzilas rika v'hishotem b'malechus hamishkan. There was no case of either throwing or passing in the Mishkan. Rishasayachid, Baruchim Rishasarabim, Mavsik Beneim, with the actual width of Rishasarabim was in between them. Shlohoyisa Avodas Halavim, Kach, Halavim didn't have to do such a thing. Lahoyshit Krushim, Meagola Lagola, Shibetzida. They never passed from a Gola, which is here, to the one which was parallel to it. They pass it to the one which is forward. Now they would pass from one agol to the one which was in front of it. There was four wagons which the Bnei Mari would use to carry the Mishkan. They traveled two next to each other, two parallel. So there was two forward, was it two backward? Perkim as a Mishkan, when they would disassemble the Mishkan, Litzon al Agolos, to place the Krushim on the Agolos, Hamidim Hagolos Keder Halichosim, Shtayim Zuetuzu, they put the wagons as they would set them up as they're going to transport them, which is two in the front and two behind them, and they put the back ones. Some of the Mishkan, the two next to each other, closer to the Mishkan. Rishdayim Zuitzuzu, Lifnayim, and two, which are going to be next to each other, parallel, in front of those two. And the way they were going to travel, La'archishazarabim, along the length of the Shazarab. Shehirotzim Lahaluch. So the Munon is going in direction X, they would point the Agolus in that direction towards X, wherever that is. Then Uperke Mishkan, Hoyam Shitin Hakroshim, Lois and Shal Steha Agolus, that's the Mukhus the Mishkan. The people who were disassembling the Mishkan would pass the Krushim to those people who were standing on the Agolus, so the two closer Agolus. And they would pass the Krushim to people who were standing on the two front Agolas, and they would arrange those, take care of those first, and then they would load up the second, the closer Agolas, and then they would travel. They never pass in a side motion. Why should I stay in Sumchus Leperke Mishkan? Because both of them are right next to where the Mishkan is. There's no need to pass to the side, because both of them are receiving directly from the people who are disassembling the Mishkan. There's no need to pass this way. Here's the Mishkan. All the movement is going to be forward and then forward further. But how you stay in Beduyut De'achas, Klaimer, Ba'aliyah Achas, Ba'urich, which is Rabim, Apanei Abayis. They were all, I'm not sure what it means, but Lila Achaz especially means on the same level. They're both the same height, going forward. I'm not sure why that's important exactly, they have to be in the exact same height. The point is they have to be, they're both going along the length of Shazarabim as opposed to being on the two widths of the Shazarabim. That's how they're seeing each other across the width. They're seeing each other along the length of the Shazarabim. Apanei Abayis, coming out of the batim, which are next to Shazarabim. Riesh Hefzik Rishasarab, my name, but in between was an area which was Rishasarab. Sazarik Potter. Ho Ulamalam Yod. It was above, this was above 10 Tvachim. Lamasinu Zrikim Rishasarachid, Rishasarachid, Derech Rishasarabim, Bimishkin, Loiba Erech, Loiba Rechav. They didn't throw the Krushim. The Krushim were too heavy to throw. So there was no example where they threw from one Rishasarachid to another Rishasarachid above 10 Tvachim, that didn't happen.
Right,
because we'll get into the Gemara, the Gemara is going to really have a shayla about that. Is the Machlokes Lamalama Yud, which in general Lamalama Yud is really not Chayiv, because it's not Rosh Hashanah, but we're going to say since they founded the Mishkan such a thing, that's why there's a Chayiv. And the Machlokes in Rekiv and the Chachamim is what exactly, you know, that are you extrapolating from the Mishkan? Or, and this, the Machlokes has nothing to do with Klutza, because the Lamalama Yud, there's no Rosh Hashanah. So Rekiv, the issue over here can't be Klutza. It has to be a special thing you learn from the Mishkan, X. And they're arguing what exactly you're learning, you're taking out of the Mishkan. But Lamatam Yud, everybody holds a Klutza. That's the more is one possibility. So that even Zarek would be Chaya. Or alternatively, they're arguing Lamatam Yud, and the Chum don't hold a Klutza at all. And Rekiva holds a Klutza. So that's what Chokas and the Gemara. Mamashit Chaya, but in this situation, Moshe would be chayiv. Shematzino hayshata ki yotze ba lamalim and yod b'mishkan rishas yachid rishas arachid. We find in the Mishkan a case where they passed from one rishas yachid to another rishas yachid above 10 tvachim over the airspace of the rabbim. So you find such a thing in the Mishkan. Miksas erch rishas rabbim masiv b'neim, but somewhat of the length of the rishas rabbim is in between. We find such a case in the Mishkan, and therefore that case is going to be chayiv, even according to the Chachamim. I do not recall the more if the more talks about such a thing. I don't think so. But I can't tell you for sure because I haven't reviewed this parak in a while. I haven't reviewed Sefer Shabbos in a while, so that's why we're learning it. Shkachoisa v'salavim, right? Mefarshu also ketzad matzinu kazu, and the Mishnah continues and explains where do you find such a thing ba'avidosan, and where do you have in the Ravada that they would pass one to the other? Shemeshaya golas zor kazu b'shusurabim perkei mishkan mashitim la'isin shalag golas etzlon pei mashitim la'elo shalifneim. So we found in the Mishkan that they would pass from the Mishkan to Golas 1 and 2, and then from Golas 1 and 2 they'd pass forward to Golas 3 and 4. Correct.
What?
The same mission that they did, this, from what I understand, they did the same thing. That was, they would, you'd have the two forward ones would get their point A, the two back ones. They'd unload the forward ones and they'd pass from the back ones to the forward ones and then off.
So then the unloaded
whatever there was before, they would, well, they would detach the animals.
I mean, yeah, still
where the animals have been attached. Well, you can have the problem either way. You have the problem either way because even as when you're loading it, so you have the two agolas here, you're also passing across whatever to the front ones. Awalos zarkin shen osin krashim nizrakas when they kove them, but we never through the crushing, because the weight of the crushing was too significant to throw them. Okay. Michti. Zrika is told of the Hitzohi. We're going to understand that Zrika is an extension of the Malach of Hitzoh. Means a classic malacha which we had in the Mishkan was Hitzah, and Zrika is an extension of that. So let's go through that. Hitzah gufa hechuk siva. So where is there an indication in the Torah that there was a malacha of Hitzah? The Tosis points out, why are we grappling? Where is the pasuk? We don't look for a pasuk where there was bishul. There's no pasuk which talks about where there was bishul in the Mishkan. So Tosis is already in Daf Beis pointed this out, that since Hitzor is compared to the other malachas, Yerushalmi said it's a malacha geruah, And that is because it doesn't affect a change in the item comparable to most of the other malachas where you're changing the item. So even though we're going to learn from the Mishkan, we're only going to learn from the Mishkan if we find some type of pasuk which indicates that there was a prohibition of, there was a ma'aseh b'tzorah and which you shouldn't be, ma'aseh b'tzorah which should not be done. So where do you find that this was something which was addressed in the Mishkan? The Amar Krua, Yitzav Moshe, Yivir Kol B'machanet. So Moshe Rabbeinu makes an announcement to not bring that ish, they should not keep bringing from their home to the Mishkan. The home being Shasa Yachid and the Mishkan is Shasa Rab. So Moshe Heichon Hava Yosef B'machon Leviyah. Moshe was found in the Machon Leviyah. Machon Leviyah was Shasa Rabim Havoy. Was Shasa Rabim. B'kamar Luhu L'Yisrael Lo Sapiku V'seisum Shasa Yachid Ditchu L'Shasa Rabim. You should stop. You should Shabbos. Well, just the worst, assuming that right now the issue was, he said, stop bringing from your private Rosh Hashanah, your tent, to where to the Matavia, which was where everybody gathered, which was Rosh Hashanah. So that's you see that Moshe said, stop, don't do Hitzvah. The Mor says, Mamai de B'Shabbos Koit. How do we know that this over here was that it was Shabbos? And Moshe was saying, don't carry on Shabbos out from your house to Rosh Hashanah. Dilma Bechol Koi, maybe the apostle was a different issue. It was on a weekday. Mishum Neshlimalei Malacha. And the reason why Moshe Rabbeinu made this announcement, which is the simple reading of the pasuk, is because there was no need for any, the pasuk refers to the gathering of all of the materials was an act which was needed to be done. The puzzle refers to it as a malacha, not a malacha in the sense of the lama test malachas, but it was the job which had to be done. So the job is done. There's no need for any more materials to be brought. So Moshe says, "Kedekseiv a malacha is a dayim." The act of gathering all the materials was sufficient. All the work of getting the materials was sufficient. And Moshe Rabbeinu made an announcement, stop bringing. And that's the pshut of that, and that's the simple reading of the pasuk. So why are we assuming that this over here is Shabbos? Okay. Pasuk in Kapitel Lamavav, Pasuk Kei, B'yom El Moshe Lemor, the Chacham came to Moshe and they said, Marbi Ma'am Lahavi, the arm is bringing too much. So Moshe Rabbeinu sent out a message to say, "Ish v'isha yasu oid malacha l'shumas hakadosh." No longer stop bringing anything you've developed. You're prepared. The people stop bringing. And the Malachas Havua, the job of bringing everything that you needed, was sufficient for all of the jobs that had to be done in the Malach, in the Mishkan. So to talk about the issue here was, they're getting to a surplus. So he said, stop. So where do you don't see, the issue here is Malachas Shabbos. Some more answers. Gomer Havora, Havora, Miyam Kippur. So, the more answers, no, it was at least maybe also referring to Shabbos. Because it says the word Havor over here, Vayivir Kol B'machanet. It says the word Havor by Yom Kippur. Siv Ocha Vayivir Kol B'machanet. Siv Hosam Vavar to Shefar Teruah. That's the pasuk referring to the Shefar of Yovel, which is blown on Yom Kippur. And the third pasuk refers to it as Vavarta Shefar Tzrua. On Yom Kippur. Actually not. Actually, the tkiyas of Yovel of Yom Kippur were a full set, full 100, it was a regular tkiyas, like Yavon Shoshana. It was a full, and they would have a special for Shemoneh Esrei with 9 brachas. So, we don't have that because we don't have the Yovel, but the Yovel, Musaf, tkiyas Shofar process was exactly the same as what we have in Rosh Hashanah. Right. You can imagine if you didn't have it written down, trying to remember that, right? Right. Pasha the Mashmos was it was basically the same Musaf as we say in Rosh Hashanah. I mean, obviously they've changed the Musaf, the Karbonos part, but the rest of it was basically the same. So Malahalan b'yom oser avkan b'yom oser, just look over there, the Havora was referring to a day where there was malachas applicable, so we're also referring to a day where there were malachas applicable. Okay, so this pasuk is referencing an act of not to carry out from your tent to the shesarabim on Shabbos. Or says, okay, fine. Ashkon Hitzah, we've now found that the Malach of Hitzah, taking from the Rishus of Yachud, Rishus of Rabim, is Aser. Hachnasa Minol. How do we know that you may not take Rishus of Rabim to Rishus of Yachud, the other direction? So Mor says, Swarihi, that's a Swarah. Why? Michti, Rishus to Rishus, who? Mali Afuki, Mali Ayuli. So it'll go. If the Torah is makban on the transfer from one rishus to the other, logic dictates it should be in the direction. But miu hoytzah av hachnasa told. But the way we deal with it is that the av malacha is hoytzah, and the bringing in is only considered a told. And Mor says, okay. Please explain that to me. Why is it important to refer to it as an avar told? Michti, ahomachayev. Be ahomachayev. You're chayev in this, you're chayev in that. So my korla high av, my korla high told. Why is it significant to refer to this one as an av and this one as a told? Where it says, nafkimino, the avid shtei avis bahari adari. Inam yishtei told us, Hariyadodi is Mechayev Tarti. If you do two different ovas at the same Helam, you're Chayev twice. You do two different toldas of two different ovas at the same time, you're Chayev twice. The Ovid Av, a tolda didei, lo Mechayev elachada. If you do an Av and a tolda, and even if you do two toldas of the same Av, but each one is independent, and you go Mechayev two. You do an av and a tolda, you only chayiv one the korban. So that's why it's important to know what is an av and what is a tolda. That's very significant.
Interesting that it took more to sadly vote
to let you know that, right? And what's even more interesting is that Baba comments are not based on Aleph, right? Because the mission talks about Ovis Nezikin, and the Mor says, well, what's exactly the definition of an Av and a Tolda? So the Mor says, well, whatever is written in the Pasuk is an Av, whatever is not is a Tolda. The Mor says, why is it important? The Mor says, it's important because you're not Chayav in the Tolda of Mokam Av. So right over there, just the first thing up, it talks about what are Ovis and what are Toldas. And over here, I mean, at least you would expect it when you get to the seventh parak where it talks about the Lamates Avos Malachas, it would have told you what's significant in Av and Atol. Yes. Or alternatively, if not there, but on Ayin Hey and Beis, we're just discussing, you know, what was in the Mishkan and what are the Avos, what are the Toldas, Medaktek and Shovet. Are they obvious? Or they told us over there? Would have said, okay, why is it important? You know, different forms of in the weaving process. Okay. Now the Mishnah says, but however, according to Ula Rabbi Eliezer, the Mechayim told him, Malakim Av. Rabbi Eliezer holds that you, a person does an Av and told that he's Chayv Tshtayim. So my Korola Av, my Korola Tolda, why is one reference referred to as an Av and one referred to as a Tolda? Yes. Samura answers, Hach, Tavoy B'Mishkin, Chashiva Korola Av. In Ami, Hach the Ksiva Kari Av. Bahad the Ksiva Kari told. So, according to Rabbi Eliezer, the more simple reading of the Gemara, the more says there's no practical difference according to Rabbi Eliezer. Just whatever was either found in the Mishkan, or alternatively, there's a pasuk which indicates it, like we have by Hutzah before, that will be the Av, the other one will be the Tolda, and there's no practical difference seemingly. Tosfos over here raises a question that maybe there is a difference in regards to the Halacha of Hasra. Tosfos learns out of a Gemara later on in Kuf Lamed Ches. Tosfos in Baba Kama speaks out this more explicitly, that that when it comes to the Asura is on the Av, not on the Tolda. Because the Asura is, don't do this because the Torah said it's Asur. So, and the person has to take it seriously. So I said, well, don't do this because the Torah says don't do X. If there's no place the Torah speaks about don't do X, he might not take it so seriously. But if I tell them this is all an umbrella under the prohibition of the Torah of why, well, that he's familiar with. So that'll take seriously. So the chiyuv, you have to be master on the Tolda because of the Av. That's what Tosfos suggests. Because Tosfos wants to know, the more later on in the Kuvla Mechaz, the more it talks about the Malacha of the Tolda, Meshamer. Meshamer was using, putting a very fine sieve and pouring the wine through and catching the shmorim and letting the wine fall out. So the Mechaz over there, is that considered the Malacha of Borer or of Merake? The question, like, well, what's the difference whether it's Borer or Merake? Like, so Tosfos understands the difference is in regards to Hasra. So, well, like, again, so what's the difference? You're saying, don't do that because you can't do Meshamer on Shabbos. Well, people don't take Meshamer seriously because there's no Meshamer in the Mishkan. But people take Borer and Merake seriously. So we have to tell the person, don't do that, that's Borer. Don't do that, it's Merake. So Tosfos understands you have to be Masa in the Tolda because of the Av. Other Shadim say that even if you agree with Tosfos that's shot in the Gemara, the Gemara is not, it's not necessarily that you must be master of the Tolda because of the Av. You can master the Tolda because of the Tolda. The question is, if you are master because of the Av, would that also work? Let's say yes, but which Av is it? But not that you must be master of the Tolda because of the Av. That's the Shadim over there. But Tosfos says that's, and Tosfos on Baba Kama says that's actually Pshat Nemor's Teretz. That whatever was in the Mishkan is called the Av, and whatever was not is called the Tolda, and that's significant with regards to Israel. That's what the Mor means and the Mor's answer. Or, Tosfos here seems to have something more, the Mor's answer is no, just with regards to the name, it's the only difference.